Welcome to Retire Coast, where we discuss all things retirement, life on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and your financial welfare. Bill Anderson, your host, is a serial entrepreneur, having created many successful businesses and holds a real estate broker's license, speaks about personal experiences with each topic. Listen, learn, and improve the quality of your life.
Thank you for coming to this private version of my podcast. You have found it on the About Me page, and it gives me an opportunity to speak directly to you. I do that with my podcast, by the way, for those of you that have found those. But the blog site is what started it all back in about 2017-ish, working with my son. He suggested that I create this site to eventually do something about monetizing all of the knowledge I've accumulated over the decades of work and all of the different things that I've done. Well, I'm getting to that point, but I wanted to be sure that I had a lot of material first. At this point, you're listening to this, and we're starting to add a few things in there, such as the fact that anyone coming to the Mississippi Gulf Coast who's interested in living here, buying a house, you might want to contact me because I know a lot about it, having moved from California, as my articles mention. Well, that's enough right now for the advertising. As I mentioned, there would be some down the road. There are well more than 100 articles so far, and I am a prolific writer. I love to write. I have written for many, many years, actually since I was in junior high school. I took all of the appropriate classes in newspaper and creative writing, did that in high school as well. And then in college, my degree field was communication. I loved to write, learned to type in high school, which is the best skill I think I have ever learned. I have learned a lot of skills, but that one has carried me through my life and helped make things easier for me. So I can produce what I would like to express in a pretty short time. I don't have to hunt and peck. I can pretty much type about as fast as I can think to put it on paper, which again is a benefit for me. So I have done so many things in my lifetime, and I want to help others now. It's that time. If any of you understand that Maslow's hierarchy of needs situation, the self-actualization, which is at the very top, that is the point in my life where I'd like to share with others how I have learned many times to step around problems and to solve issues before they became problems. Also to save money, to make money, and to help you avoid mistakes that I've made in the past that can help you save money or make money. My articles are original articles. I also have some articles from guest writers who also write original articles. What I mean by original articles is that it comes from experience. I usually like to weave my personal experience into the article to make them more interesting. I hope I've done that. And giving you that personal experience means that the old saying, been there, done that, it's in a lot of my articles, if not most of them. Now, I do some research on some things, and there are some things I like to write about. For example, I wrote an article about the 4th of July. Well, I happen to love the 4th of July on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and of course, I have been to many 4th of July fireworks displays everywhere, so I'm about as much of an expert on 4th of July as anyone. I am not a pyrotechnics expert, so I don't blow things up or create those fireworks. But I think it was enough to be able to communicate, for example, where all of the displays are going to be on the Mississippi Gulf Coast this year. I did a lot of research to find out where everything was located, and I posted that. Now, that's an example of one of the articles where it's not about my personal experience. For example, when I get into talking about finance, it's because I have already been there and done that. I have established a number of companies over the years, sold them all, and benefited from the knowledge that I learned from the bottom up in those companies, and I'm passing that information along. And of course, it brought into my own life my personal finances and my planning for, quote, retirement, for example. All of the properties I bought and invested in over the years in various places around the world, and I have brought all of that into Retire Coast. So if you haven't read the articles yet and you're just going in to see who I am, for example, or who we are, and we meaning my contributing authors, that there'll be more of those over time, we are people who have a passion for passing on information and helping others, as I mentioned just a minute ago. So this blog is a bit scattered. I was hoping to focus it on something. For example, when I listen to those people that tell me how to create blogs, they say, you know, pick a topic, for example, a food topic. Maybe I'm really good at doing cakes or desserts or something like that. And then I just, you know, burrow in on that. Mine is a bit more broad, if you will, where it's a lifestyle type of blog, but I focus on things such as personal finance and on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, on real estate, because I've been a real estate investor and I'm also a broker now for a long, long time. So there are things I like to talk about, and you'll find that even on my real estate website, which by the way is loganandersonllc.com, we don't talk a lot about selling you a house, but we do talk a lot about our things that you need to know if you own a house. For example, how about maintaining your air conditioning system? Those kinds of things, that's the information I like to bring along. And then I've had a lot of experience with issues over the years that I'd like to express and let everyone know. And hopefully I bring that to the blog articles. Sometimes I get a little bit passionate about a topic and I can really dive in on it. At very first, when I was writing back in 2017, 2018, I wrote quite a few articles about things that were very topical. And then again, when COVID came, I wrote several articles about that. I was very upset about the whole situation. I had my own set of beliefs. Everybody was, for example. And I expressed some of those. Well, most of those are not available any longer because I decided that I wanted to start with a clear slate with regard to the old COVID situation. No one wanted to talk about it or think about it. It was just move on, move forward. So I deleted most of those articles or rewrote them. I thought it was time to definitely move on from COVID and change our lifestyles, as they have changed significantly since COVID. And then all of this other stuff have come up about the sexes in the schools and other issues, and I have declined on talking about any of those things. I don't think that it's helpful for me to spend any more time than the news media has on those. I think we all have our own opinions, and I speak to people personally about them, but as far as bringing them to the blog, there's no time for that. I'd rather communicate some useful, helpful information to you rather than start diving into a topic that you may or may not agree with. So I try to keep everything that I do non-political. And that is almost a joke today because so many things actually are political. It's difficult to talk about anything without thinking, wow, if I bring this up, is it political? And I'll give you one example. So in the real estate business, we always looked at the largest bedroom in the house, the one that the owners usually keep for themselves, and we always called that the master bedroom. Well, some people are offended by that. I think there must be like three in the whole country. So now I'm being political here. And so they want us to say, the main bedroom, the large bedroom, anything but the master bedroom. Well, for most of us that have been around for a long time, the way we usually approach that is, well, this was the master bedroom, but we changed the name to something else and kind of make a joke out of it. That's the thing. So that's about as close as I think I get. Although I did write a couple of articles about conservatism and conservatives, because I think that's important when I write about the Mississippi Gulf Coast. If you're going to move here, you need to know what the political temperature is, and you need to know that, for example, this is a conservative area. If you are a liberal, or a whatever that is on the left of being a liberal, you may not feel comfortable here, although I wouldn't understand why, because the liberals that are here love it. The conservatives here are usually pretty quiet about being conservatives. They're just regular folks. And politics isn't really discussed a lot here along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, so I don't really bring it up much. This is about as much as I talk about it here. But it's important to know the culture, and the culture here is a conservative culture. And that way you understand where you're coming to, and if you're going to move, for sure, you need to know about those kinds of things. So that's about as close as I get to it. I don't think I'll get any closer. But I would like you to continue to come back to my blog. If you will just go to the home page right there at the top right and put in your email address, you can sign up and then you'll receive a notice of the blog article when it's published. That's it. I won't even have your name. We don't sell anything. I don't sell anything. I don't transfer it anywhere else. We're not in the business of selling your information, even your email address. So you can be secure that if you provide that, you'll get communication from us. And you know, we'll probably put out a newsletter at some point, and I haven't gotten around to it yet, and you'll be added to the newsletter. But as far as signing up is concerned, it's easy to do. And again, I'm not going to use your information for anything else. I mentioned the podcast earlier because you heard the lead into the podcast. So we have a podcast. It is retirecoast.com. It's available on all the podcast players out there. You can click on it on the retirecoast.com website and listen to our podcast there, or just use your regular podcast player. Now, a lot of times I will write an article and then I create a podcast, or I create a podcast and then I write an article, and I marry the two on the blog site. That's for those people that are listening rather than reading. But in a lot of cases, actually, they'll listen to it. You may be listening to it and say, hey, you know, it's worth going to take a look at the article. And the reason for that is obviously I can't get into the podcast all of the visuals and charts and those things that I produce in the blog articles. So it's a good companion to the blog article. I don't repeat everything. It's a bit different. When I do the podcast, I read the article and I hit the highlights on the article and I can expand on them verbally. So it's not exactly duplicating. So if you listen to the podcast, then you can go to the blog article. And if you go to the blog article, you can listen to the podcast. So we've got the podcast, and then we also have a YouTube page, which is usually used to produce and save the visual items that we put into our articles. So if you go to the blog site, you'll probably see all of the articles. If you happen to open one of the articles, you'll see a YouTube video embedded in there. Or you can just go to our YouTube site, which is the same, retirecoast.com. As I mentioned in the About Us article, I write blog articles for several other sites, some that I own and others I do some guest writing for. There are several other sites. One is a vacation rental site called ChristiesGulfBeachRentals.com. Another one is the real estate site I mentioned to you before, which is LoganAndersonLLC.com. KeyLadder.com is another one of my websites, and that one focuses specifically on finance and on investments, real estate investments, for people that wanted to learn more, and I have a full course there, too, that I've created. I'm also creating a course on RetireCoast.com that will be for people who are retiring in about 20 years. It's basically set up as a Gen X type of retirement course, and I'm trying to make it as absolutely complex as possible, and I don't mean it from the hard to understand side, but I don't want to leave anything out. I'm finding many things myself that I had not planned on, and I'm a planner, and I had planned my retirement decades ago, so I'd worked everything out, and there are still things that I have to keep adding. For example, I created a budget for retirement. It's a budget tool that is embedded in some of the articles I've written on different websites, and I keep adding things to that budget tool to make it more comprehensive. I want people, when they prepare for retirement, to fully understand what they need to save, how much money they're going to need in retirement ahead of time, instead of being shocked after the fact because there was something that they didn't know about. And I'm adding all of those things in there now. Well, I just realized that I was keeping you going for a little over 15 minutes, and I think that's enough. There's plenty of information about me and about us on this page, and then you can go through and you can learn a lot about me by what I say in the articles that I write and in the podcasts. So thank you very much for listening, for coming to the About Us page, and please continue to come back. Thank you.